USA News update. Several people were killed after a military Black Hawk helicopter crashed in Alabama. An official with Emergency Medical Services said there were no survivors found in the aircraft's wreckage after it fell onto a highway this afternoon. Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland, President Biden said legislative plans coming from Republicans are harmful.
It would add more than $3 trillion to the debt over 10 years. $3 trillion.
Biden says his budget plan will cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. A new Gallup survey shows less than 30% of Americans are satisfied with immigration levels in the United States, and that is the lowest level in 10 years. Two-thirds of those who are dissatisfied would like to see less immigration, and that percentage has spiked since President Biden took office in 2021. According to Gallup, the rise in the immigration concern is tied to the record number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.